Well, damn. Are you finished already? You keep this up, and you're gonna make all the seasoned lawnmower dads on the block look bad. Well, why don't you come inside for a moment, sweetheart? It's really fucking hot out there. I made lemonade and the real stuff, not that powdered shit. Yeah. Better, right? I think this heat wave is absolutely ridiculous, and I cannot wait for it to be over. I don't know how you're out there in it for, God, like 45 minutes, almost an hour mowing. I think I'm gonna melt if it keeps getting hotter. Oh, and give me your phone number or your handle for whatever app I can pay you through. No, don't even try to say no. I remember being home from college for the summer and needing some extra cash, okay? Just because my sister and her husband aren't paying you and they think you're just doing this as a favor because you're dating their kid, like, that doesn't mean that I'm not gonna try to pay you, okay? Just say, thanks, Jez, and you can call me Jez. Miss Peters is my mother's name. And besides, I like to pay handsome young men to work hard for me. Put it toward your date night fund with Gina or something. I don't know. Are you enjoying the lemonade? It's a special recipe. My secret ingredient is honey instead of sugar. It makes it more mellow, and you can really just enjoy the flavor of the lemons and all that shit. Speaking of Gina, how are things going with you two? Don't worry, I'm not grilling you. I'm just curious about my niece's mysterious boyfriend. We're only about 7 years apart, Gina and I. Yeah, when we were kids, we used to pretend to be sisters because we're so close in age, and I always thought it was weird that I was actually her aunt. But now she really leans heavily into the whole big sister, little sister thing, especially when she wants to borrow my clothes. But yeah, me and Gina, we've always been pretty close, and we talk about everything. Honestly, sometimes she tells me too much, you know what I mean? And she talks about you a lot, you know? I think she is really falling for you. And I don't know that she's ever had a boyfriend this serious before. No. Yeah. Do you guys ever talk about stuff like what you like what you want? Yeah, just generally, like in life, but also like in bed type of stuff. I only ask because, well, she's young, still figuring herself out, and you're still figuring things out too, I imagine. Oh, come on. It's just sex. You should be able to talk about these things, you know? We're grown-ups. It's not that big of a deal. Like, she mentioned the other day when we were talking that you asked her if she would try anal with you. Like, have you ever actually done that before? Don't freak out. It's okay. I'm not her mother, so I am not going to like be weirdly chastising about it. I think it's kind of cute, actually. She was super nervous to even ask me about it, and she'd asked me for some pointers, and I told her what I knew from my end. But ever since she kind of mentioned it to me, I've been wondering if you knew what you were doing on your end of things, or do you just like watch porn where the guy's just like hammering away at some poor, well, not poor, but some very well prepared porn star. And she's looking like she's enjoying the time of her life with it. But have you ever like done that shit in real life? I didn't think so. Yeah. I could kind of give you some pointers or like, I don't know. teach you what to do if you wanted. Like, you could practice on me. It would just stay between the two of us. Just a little bit of help, you know? So you can be the boyfriend that she deserves and not some like bumbling asshole ruining like a very sensitive type of first time situation with her. And also, you can maybe learn how to be the man you really want to be in bed. If you're trying to be like those porn stars, you're going to need to practice and you're going to need to be really, really knowledgeable about what you're doing. You don't have to say anything. I can see it all over your face, you know? You're seriously considering it. And I promise I won't judge you. It's just sex, literally. It's okay to be curious. Look, she's not ready. Who knows if she's ever going to be ready for something like that between the two of us? Honestly, that's okay. She shouldn't have to be doing anything that she doesn't want to. It doesn't matter how in love she is with you. But that doesn't mean that you have to be stuck waiting for her to, you know, be ready to do something that you want to experience yourself. I don't think that's fair either. Wait. Wait. Did you say that Gina's the first girl that you've dated who's your age? Oh, so you've only ever been attracted to older women. And so with the other women that you've kind of fooled around with before, like if you mentioned something like that, they would be just completely down for it. Well, that explains a lot. Yeah, it does, because that explains the way that you look at me when you think I'm not paying attention. Yeah, I know that look very well. It's a really natural look. It's natural to want a more experienced partner to kind of help you figure out what it is you like. It can be really challenging when you and the person that you're with don't know anything and you're kind of just fumbling through it. It can be cute, but you end up wasting a little bit of time sometimes, don't you? Listen, you're a young man. You should be exploring, you should be learning. You should be learning from someone who knows how to take their time and who wants to show you the right way to feel good. Hey, you don't have to be nervous with me. I want you to feel good. Don't you think you should be able to feel good? If you get really uncomfortable, then we can just stop, okay? We can act like nothing happened. You can just go back to fantasizing about my body and never know what it looks like. No pressure. And if you don't stop me, well, let's just say it'll be a very interesting summer for both of us. Whoa. We don't really have time for that today. Anal takes preparation. It takes patience. You're so eager, and I like that. But we'd have to warm me up, right? Okay. And I do not like to rush a good warm up. But I do see something that we can take care of right now. Yeah, I can see that you're hard through your shorts. Tell me, because I'm wondering now how much you've experienced with some of these previous partners. Has anyone ever made you come from just a blowjob? No, not really. How come? I would have figured that you know, I can see you through your pants. I would have figured that you would have had all kinds of blowjob orgasms. Huh. Because you're so big and thick and girls get intimidated, right? Baby, let me tell you something, okay? Women are not intimidated by a big cock, I promise you. Not the right kind of woman. Not me. So why don't you just scoot your chair back a little bit and let me thank you properly. You've been such a good help today, and you've been really kind of willing to talk about stuff. It would be so rude to get you this worked up, talking about your fantasy and not giving you some relief, right? Yeah. Oh, don't rush me, baby. I just want to look at it for a second. It's such a pretty cock. Yeah. And maybe let me stroke it a little bit. Here, let me get you kind of wet. That's it. See, there's nothing to be nervous about. Just let it happen. I want this. You want this, right? And I like making you feel good. Oh, look at you. Yeah, they definitely don't know what to do with this, but that's okay. I'll take care of you, baby. God, you're so thick. No wonder she gets nervous. Oh, but I like it. I kind of like the way that you stretch my lips out. Do you like that? I bet no one's ever taken their time with you like this. Oh, a cock this nice deserves to be appreciated. Yeah. Do you like when I take you into my throat? Mm-hmm. Love making good boys like you fall apart. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Fuck my face. Oh, man. You taste so fucking good. And you're trying to hold back. That's really fucking adorable. But I want you to come for me. I want you to give me all of it, baby. And I'm gonna stroke your cock until you spray all over my tits. That's it. Let go, baby. Let me feel how much you needed this. Good boy. Yeah, that's it. There you go. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, fuck. I bet you weren't expecting to spend your afternoon like this, huh? Sitting on a bar stool in your girlfriend's kitchen while her aunt jacks you off. And apparently sucks your dick better than it's ever been sucked, because you are so close. I can always tell. Yeah. And you're gonna come on my tits. Yeah, you're gonna come on my tits. You're gonna do that right fucking now. Oh, yes, there you go. Fucking give me that. Oh, yes, that's it. You're gonna be such a good boy and come for me, right? Aren't you? Yeah, show me how much you like being used like this. Just like that. So fucking sweet when you let go for me. And wow. I mean, I knew you were gonna come a lot, but this is even more than I could have ever hoped for, truly. Can I give you a kiss? Or would that be weird? No, not because you're my niece's boyfriend, but because I just had your dick in my mouth. I don't know, some guys are weird about stuff like that. Oh, you're not? Okay. Well, come here. My good boy. Okay, well, I am gonna get cleaned up. You should probably get cleaned up in a different bathroom, because somebody should be home soon, probably Gina, and I would hate for her to see you like this if you were to run into her. But next week, I want you to plan to stay a little bit later. So after you mow, we can get started on that lesson that I was planning on teaching you that we talked about. And keep your phone on because I'll be sending you some inspiration. All right, well, you better go. Okay, and I'll talk to you later. And I'll see you next week.